This story is read by Adam Jacobs from Perth Academy. Private John Henry Kearns, service number 4427 of the 6th Battalion, the Black Watch. John Henry Kearns was born in Scone on the 8th of May 1893 to James and Agnes Kearns, who had married in Scone in 1892. James was a clerk with the General Post Office and Agnes was a hospital nurse. John had one brother, Arthur. John's father suffered health problems and died of tuberculosis, aged 36, when John was 6 years old. Sadly, in 1905, John's mother also died from tuberculosis. She was 37 years old. By 1911, John and his brother were living with their uncle and aunt, John and Jessie Gregg, at Criffel Cottage, Craigs Road, Dumfries. Uncle John was a bootmaker and John was his uncle's apprentice. At the outbreak of war, John enlisted with the 6th Battalion, the Black Watch. During World War I, the Black Watch raised 25 battalions and fought mainly in France and Flanders. The regiment was awarded 25 battle honours and 4 Victoria Crosses during the course of the war and lost 8,000 men. John was initially stationed at St Andrews before being mobilised for war and landing at Boulogne. He was engaged in the Battle of Loos. The preliminary bombardment in the Battle of Loos began on the 21st of September 1915 and lasted until the 25th of September 1915. The battle began on the 25th of September and continued until the 13th of October. The weather was monitored continuously as use of gas was not practical unless the wind was westerly. At 6:30 a.m. the infantry moved forward through the musk of gas and smoke. In many places, British artillery had failed to cut the German wire in advance of the attack. Advancing over open fields within range of the German machine guns and artillery, British losses were devastating. The British were able to break through the weaker German defences and capture the town of Loos-on-Gohill, mainly due to numerical superiority. Supply and communications problems, combined with the late arrival of reserves, meant that the breakthrough could not be exploited. Despite this, it is reported that the overall attack went well. John was posted as missing on the last day of this offensive, the 25th of September 1915, and his body was never found. John's brother, Arthur, fought in the war with the 1st Battalion, the King's own Scottish Borderers. He died on the 1st of December 1917 as a result of wounds sustained at the Battle of Cambrai. John Henry Kearns was 21 years old. He is remembered with honour on the Loos Memorial, panel 78-83, which is situated in the village of Loos-on-Gohill, 5 kilometres north of Lens, France. Both John and Arthur Kearns are remembered on the memorial at St Michael's Church, Dumfries, as well as the Scone Memorial. We will remember them.